I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I want to talk about social media. More specifically, I'd like to talk about Facebook. And even more specifically, I'd like to talk about how certain types of posts affect our daily life. And the specific post that I want to talk about in today's show is how the death and dying and hospital posts about people's family and friends, how those affect us in our daily life. You know, I don't know about you, but every single morning when I wake up, I turn my phone off of airplane mode. I turn it on. And the messages come in and the text messages come in and all that great stuff. And then you see your Facebook and the number of comments and stuff like that that attribute to your Facebook page. And I click on that Facebook icon and I open it up first thing in the morning. Not sure how healthy that is. I think I'm going to change my ways a little bit. And I'll tell you more about that later on in the hour. For many of us, when we're looking at Facebook the first time of the day, we're probably not even that awake. Okay, I don't know about you, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I'm still kind of, you know, lucent. You know, I'm still kind of sleepy, to be quite honest with you. And as I scroll down, you know, the latest comments and the posts, usually within the first post or two, somebody has passed away. Somebody's in the hospital and needs prayers. Somebody was in a massive auto accident that, you know, they're not even coherent at this time. And these posts are very interesting to me, and it's very saddening, and I definitely take these to heart. Even if I don't know the individual, it really doesn't matter. You know, they're a human too, and they're a person, they're a soul, and I care, and I'm sure that's the same for you. But how it affects us is pretty profound. And I don't think many of us have really thought about that. And, you know, this show is all about original perspective and thought. And that's why I thought this is an interesting subject matter, because many of us don't realize the impact those specific posts have on us as we go through our day. You know, a lot of us know how the news impacts us, and many of us have slowed down on our news intake because, well, quite frankly, it puts us in a bad mood, okay? Sometimes it makes us sad, depressed. Some of us feel completely and utterly overwhelmed. We feel as though there's nothing we can do in this world to make things better. Our life is just the way it is. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. And the whole day becomes this thought process of, well, why do I even matter? Why does it matter if I do this? Because XYZ is happening. So many of us have curtailed our news footage watching. But when it comes to social media, I feel like many of us are more addicted than we ever have been. I think that it's very addicting. I think that that little number above the F that shows how many times people have commented on my page or liked me or mentioned me is intoxicatingly arousing. I mean, I gotta see it, don't you? Don't you kind of sometimes go, oh God, I gotta open Facebook? I mean, it's an inappropriate time right now, but my little icon F has like the number of like 99 plus on it, and oh my God. Seriously. And you're sitting at the table with, like, all family and friends for a nice dinner. You know, somebody's just had their 50th wedding anniversary, and there you are over there going, I got to look at Facebook. I just got to do it. Stop me. Somebody stop me. Oh, Lord. But, you know, I've realized that Facebook is basically a microcosm of our planet. Okay, it's like our planet, and everybody comments, and they put out their posts, and they say what's going on in their mind, and their world, and their life, the pain, the suffering, the good, the bad, the indifferent, all of it's out there every day by everybody for us to read. And I don't know about you, but it is profoundly impactful on my life. And so I specifically want to talk about specific posts. I want to literally dissect these posts, explain how it makes us feel on so many different levels, right? The thoughts that go through our mind, the fleeting thoughts, the comments we try to write back to this post. And we're trying, you know, many of us are trying to write a post, a comment with kid gloves. You know, we want to be sure that we say the right thing. You know, we care and we, you know, prayer said and, you know, do you put out the name? Do you type the whole name so it links? Do you not? Is that proper? Is that improper? You know, what should I do? What kind of icon do I use? What kind? Do I use a thumbs up? Because that means, hey, that's cool. Or does it not? Does it mean, hey, I hear you? Or do I make a sad face? But is it a sad situation? Or is it kind of an amazing situation? This person's going to another life and they're going to be out of this pain. Is that sad? Or is it a heart? What do I do? For God's sakes, what icon do I use? And so you sit there and you start questioning based on the situation of this person that most of us don't know. We might know the person that made the post, but we don't know the grandmother, the mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the cousin, the great-great-grandmother that died. We don't know, okay? But we know the person that posted. And so we know that they're going through some pain, suffering. And so we want to be as loving and caring. But yet, you know, you kind of fall into that catch-22. But then, you know, it's just like anything else in life, right? We think about that other person and what? We turn it around on our own life. How does it impact me? Oh, my God. How does this impact me? Life is so short. Oh, we only have this small time on this planet. Oh, my God. What am I doing with my life? All this job that I have. I mean, I need to be coming home earlier. I need to be taking vacations. I mean, that guy died at 50. Oh, my God. I mean, sure, you know, he had a disease and he was fighting cancer for 10 years. You know, you don't take any consideration of that. You just think, oh, my God. Okay, his age minus my age, that leaves me only XYZ years. Oh, my God, what am I doing? I'm wasting the best years of my life on this planet. And then part of you goes, God, I feel bad for them. And then part of you goes, what the heck am I looking at Facebook for? And then you go, my dead-end job. Oh, my God, I got to deal with this job. So there's a lot of things that come from this particular post, okay? And I felt the gamut of emotions all in one time. You know, it's like you feel it all. It's not just sadness and relief for them or care or scaredness for your own life. It's like all of it. And it's just all at one time. You know, it's like, you know, 2 seconds here and then the next 3 seconds you're on that emotion and then the next 5 seconds you're at that emotion and you're like, oh, my God, where's the Tylenol? And you're not supposed to take Tylenol, by the way. Anyway, yeah, they say it hurts your liver. You don't want to die earlier by taking something that's going to hurt you, right? I'll stop that diatribe right now. So let's go back to this post. Okay. You've recently awakened from your slumber. It's 6:15 in the morning on a Wednesday. I don't know about you, but I use my phone as my alarm clock, okay? So my alarm goes off, the nice music, the sensitive music that, funny enough, is ingrained in my brain so much that I actually think I hear it when it's not even on. I know, don't get me started. I know that some of you think you hear your ringer all the time. Some of you think that your phone is vibrating and it's not even on you. Okay. You think I got problems? Okay. Seriously. But isn't it weird? Isn't it weird how you think you hear that alarm because you hear that music all the time and sometimes you start getting like begrudging that music. You're like, oh God, here it goes again. It's not even, it's like 2 in the morning. You're just like, you know, you're like mentally visualizing this song. You're like, oh my God, I feel like I haven't gotten any sleep. You look at the phone, you're like, oh crap, it's 2 a.m. And then at 3 a.m. you hear the song again in your head, and 4 and 5, yeah, you think you're going crazy. So, you pick up the phone, you turn off the alarm, you hold your phone up, you look at the time, it's the same time, it's the same time you get up. You know, some of you are snooze buttons. You push a little snooze thing, you got that 9 minutes and some seconds. Doesn't even give you a full 10 minutes. Kind of seems like they're cheaping out. But anyway, so there you are. And you turn your phone on. You know, you go into your phone, and you go into your settings, and you turn it off airplane mode. That's what I put mine in, because I don't want my phone ringing and texting all night long, because some people just don't know when to stop. And other people live in different countries, so they don't really necessarily know exactly what time it is. And so you can't hold that against them, because I'm not knowing every single time zone. I've sent texts to some people when apparently I thought it was a lot different time, and it was probably more like 3 in the morning for them, so I apologize. And you turn that airplane mode off. And everything starts to populate. You see that you have text message, voicemails, da-da-da-da-da, this and that, na-na-na-na-na, all kinds of stuff. And as you go through this process, you're like, wow, this is crazy, you know? And then you see the Facebook, and there's something about that Facebook. I mean, to me, it's almost like going to Vegas. I don't know about you, but it's kind of addicting. I'm working on it. No negative comments here. But seriously, and it draws me into it. I'm not even fully awake, and I'm reading people's posts. I'm reading people's updates. I'm checking this out. I'm trying to comment on a level of intelligence, and it's early, and I'm doing pretty good. And then that's right when I see a post that somebody's mom, dad, sister, brother, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife has died. Now, what do you do? And how does this information change your day? Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in 2 shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Is today's show, Facebook, discussing how it feels when you see a post on Facebook about somebody's family member, friend, wife, girlfriend, husband, whatever, has either died or is dying or in critical condition at the hospital. And they've posted this on Facebook. You found it. You've seen it. You've read the post. You've read the post. You've looked at the picture. If they posted like a prayer or a picture of the person or what have you. And what goes through your mind at that moment? So you see the post. You may know this person or you don't know them. For the most part, we usually know the person that posted it, right? We might not necessarily know the person who is passing or has passed. And I think the first inclination is that that's not important. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I'm one of those people, when somebody passes, it's another soul, whether it's someone's dog. So this isn't just reserved to humans here. I'm talking about animals too, because they matter. So like dogs, cats, pigs, I mean, whatever. I mean, it, to me, you know, people have birds that they've had for 25 years. These are part of the family. This is the death of someone that it's mourning. You're mourning the death. I mean, that's a long time to have another spirit in around you in your home and to have it pass away. It's horrible. And so you see these posts, and there's a mixture of dogs and cats that have passed, spouses, parents, you know, siblings. And what goes through your mind? So the first thing to me is that all life matters. You know, all life matters. And I feel bad initially for the person. I feel bad for them because I know that that's got to be a sad moment. It's got to be a painful moment. If it's a spouse, you know, it's like the stuff that goes through your head. Anybody that's been married for a long time and loves their spouse, I mean, like, honestly loves them, doesn't want to think about the time that their spouse dies, okay, or even that they die. I mean, like really, tears will come to your eyes when you start thinking about that because it can really mess with your mind, okay? Because the last thing you want to think about is that person that you see every day dying. It's just, it's painful. And so when you see an update like that, you just go, oh, my God. And even if you don't know that person really well, like you're just Facebook friends, you're like, man, your heart goes out to him. Like you really care. Like you want to like call him on the phone and be like, man, I'm there for you. And I'll send prayers and energy that way. And, you know, I feel sad for him. I feel sad for the situation that is happening. And I feel sad that it's happened. And I begin to contemplate life, right? Like I begin to really contemplate like my life and the life that I'm living and what I'm doing. And so first off, I feel sad. And then you automatically start thinking about how life is so short. You know, I mean, you think about that, you go, God, I mean, you know, it's so fast. It goes by so fast. It's wild how fast life goes by. It's wild how fast the days go by. It's wild how a day can go by like that, and you can blink an eye, and the day is over with. I mean, when you work all the time, and I understand because I'm working all the time, and I realize I haven't had a day off in 17 days, and that's when it goes by even faster. Like, you get home late at night, and, you know, if you're married, you got a girlfriend or boyfriend, you see them for a few minutes, they're probably already tired, they've been home for a little longer, or vice versa, and you want to spend time, but they're tired. They've been waiting around, you know, and so there you are, you go to bed, you get up in the morning, you get ready for work, you see each other for about a minute or two, and you leave. I mean, it's constant, and so you're constantly kind of racing against that clock. And the busier you are, the faster the day goes, and it seems to blow by us. And we begin to think, when we see these types of posts, especially in the very beginning of the morning or at night before you go to bed, some of you get into bed and you start looking at Facebook because you haven't had any time all day. My work's a little more lenient. I don't have a boss. It's a ton of work and it's overwhelming, but I don't have a specific boss, you know, looking over my shoulder and making sure that I'm not on social media. So I'm allowed to, so it's okay. I might look at it a couple of times during the day. But for some of us, you know, it's not until you get home at night can you really look at it. So there you are sitting in bed and you're seeing maybe one, two, three, four. It depends on how many friends you have. The more friends you have, the more probability more people are dying or died. And it's interesting, when you start seeing two, three, four, five, six posts in one day of death and dying, it can really overwhelm you. And you begin to feel, you know, life is really fragile. And so when you're waking up to this or you're going to bed to this, this influences your entire day if you're waking up to it. It influences your sleep and your dreaming and your ability to be comfortable at night if you're doing it right before bed. And it impacts the way you think about the world and what we're doing and what's going on in our life and what do we need to be doing and am I doing what's right? And especially for those of you who go home and it's 8 o'clock at night and you're making dinner and you go to bed and you're reading the, you know, the Facebook and you're like, God, I could have gotten home earlier and I haven't worked out. And this guy on Facebook died at 60. Or this woman had cancer and died at 45. Or it doesn't even matter. They died at 100. Just feel like, man, they were young. Oh, my God, these people are dying so young. And you begin to question. And so I think that this impact of this type of post is so huge. And it's weird because I think the bigger the impact, the less that we feel impacted on the surface. Does that make sense? On the surface, the less we feel impacted. So, you know, it's like, you know, when you hear people say, oh, I'm not influenced by XYZ. So, like, for example, they say that they can watch horror films and like, you know, very violent films with massive amounts of violence and blood and just horrific scenes. And they say, oh, it doesn't impact me at all. I'm fine. I can compartmentalize. No, they can't. I mean, it's a good thought, and it's a good theory, but no, you can't compartmentalize. No, you can't compartmentalize all this negative stuff. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. And some people will come into my office, and they say, oh, I can watch these violent films, and I can do this, and I can do that, and it doesn't impact me. But those same people have a difficult time sleeping. They can't get sleep. They talk about stress and anxiety. They talk about how, you know, I just don't seem to, I kind of stressed out all the time. Well, you know why? Because these programming that you're watching is impacting you. It's impacting you in not a positive way. And by the way, everything you see and hear, you can't unsee and unhear, by the way. Okay? So, because we keep all of it. We store, our brains are so powerful. We keep every single thing that everybody's ever said in front of us that we could hear. And even some stuff that we didn't think we could hear at the time, but we did. And so when we're seeing these posts, they're impacting us. And the more and more that we see them, it becomes commonplace. It becomes commonplace. And it's really wild because it just does. Like, it becomes easy breezy. Like, okay, I have a friend of mine, and this will give you an example of what I'm talking about. A friend of mine has several kids. They're all in, you know, middle school and high school. And she was telling me about how one of her kids' friends had tried to strangle herself at school on several occasions and actually had turned, you know, like white or blue because she was strangling herself with some sort of jacket or something like that. And the first time the kids freaked out and they were screaming and yelling at the teacher and they were and the teacher came over there and undid this jacket thing and then the girl could breathe and her, you know, her facial color went back to normal and it was a panic. I mean, like, you know, the kids had to leave school early and my friend had to go pick them up and they were really scared. They, you know, they thought that the girl was gonna die. And then a couple of weeks later, the girl does it again. And instead of being all freaked out this time, instead of even dealing with the teacher, one of my friend's daughters just takes the jacket that the girl had strangled herself with and undoes it and says, "Stop it already." Happened again, same thing. Like, there's no panic anymore. This is somebody trying to kill himself, but yet everybody else is like, "Ah, she does it all the time." It becomes commonplace. Does that make sense? And so when we're seeing all these death and dying posts on Facebook, it's commonplace. It's like every day, well, oh, there's another death. Oh, there's another one. Oh, there's another person in the hospital. Oh, gosh. Okay, sad face, happy face, smiley face, heart face, comment, prayers comment. And I feel like it's like to some degree we're oversaturated with it. But on the other side, I think it scares us because it's really showing us that anything can happen. And everything is. If you look at your friends on Facebook, everybody's going through different times in their life. Some of them are on top of the world. Others of them are in chaotic health problems. Others of them, it's like every family member they have is passed. I mean, it's something all the time, God's sakes. You feel so bad for some of these people because you go, my God, how is this happening to them? And then other people, it just seems like every good thing and every awesome and every easy break just happens. And you're like, how does that happen for them? And you got to really watch to not covet their life. Still to come, I'll be talking more about how this impacts our lives and also how this impact can also be positive if we really focus on the positive of what this really means. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on today's show, I've been talking about Facebook posts, but specific Facebook posts that actually impact us all day or all night after we see them. And they impact us in a way that's very interesting. It's almost like a car wreck. You know, have you ever driven down the highway and all of a sudden the highway stops and you see like ambulance lights way ahead and you see cop cars driving down, you know, the side on the shoulder, and you know that there's an accident. You know there's an accident, and your first thought is like, I hope people are okay. At least, you know, people with a normal emotion usually say, hey, I hope that whoever's in that accident's okay. The next thing you say to yourself is, God, you know, you think about it, you're like, I hope it's nobody I know. And most of the time we don't think that, but then you start like thinking about, what if it was somebody you know? What if it was you? What if it was your spouse, your kid, your, you know, whoever? And you start thinking about that. And then you start thinking, okay, well, if they are okay, I really wish I could get from point A to B a lot faster. Because I'm really late for this meeting. This is great. So there's all these different things going through your mind. And then when you pull past it and you see it, if it's okay, you're like, ah. If it's really bad, you go, my God, God bless. You know, life is fragile. And you begin to process all this stuff, and it stays with you for a long time. And some of you say, oh, it stays with me for a couple of minutes. But I think that it impacts us subconsciously a lot longer than we realize. And I think that the posts that we see on Facebook impact us more than we realize, because it's not like it's an actual accident on the road. It's words and a picture on Facebook. And so the first thing that I feel for those people is I feel sadness for them. I feel sadness for their loss. I feel sadness for them going through the pain and suffering. I begin to think that life is too short, life is fragile. Then I think that's when it kind of turns, right? Then you start thinking to yourself, I should care more about me. I should care more about my life. I should take better care of my life. I should take better care of my health. I don't know what I'm thinking. That person over there died at XYZ. I mean, what am I thinking? I better like become a vegan, stop drinking alcohol, you know. Seriously. I mean, you start questioning everything, right? And that's normal. And then you begin to think about how you should value every minute more. Well, God, I'm not valuing every minute like I should. I mean, really. I mean, many of us don't value our life that much. We're not over there going, oh, gosh, that moment will never happen again. Wow, look at that rainbow. How beautiful. Or better yet, this is the most amazing feeling to be alive. Now, most of us are just racing through it, going through the motions, getting through the day, you know, getting home after work, making some dinner, making a stiff drink, trying to get outside to have a cigarette, and not really thinking about how we need to be valuing every moment. And it's not until you see a post on Facebook about so-and-so dying, you go, man, I should value my life more. You know? And then the next thought comes back. You go, wow, I'm thinking about myself. That's kind of selfish. And then you go, well, you know what? If I don't think about myself in this situation, then it's not connecting with me emotionally. So then you have like this guilt, non-guilt feeling of this is here to impact me in a way, and I should heed that. And then on the other side, you go, I should be caring about the niece's dad dying, not the fact that I haven't been valuing my own time on the planet more. Okay. So then there's like this mixed feeling of emotions. That's always a funny place to be at, that mixed feeling of emotions, because you don't really know, should I be really sad? What should I be? Should I care about myself? I should, but am I putting too much thought into myself? You know, what's going on here? And then you go, okay, then it goes back to the person who posted. It goes back to that person that posted, and you start feeling better. So let's just say that our friend Denise posted that her dad had been in ICU and that he had just passed away. Okay. So you've gone through all those emotions, your personal, you're feeling bad for them, feeling sad for Denise, thinking about your own life, thinking about life, thinking about your life's mortality, thinking about how you treat yourself, how you're not being mindful, how you could be living your life better. And then you go back to, my God, I feel bad for Denise. You know, I don't really know her dad that well. I never met him, but I love my dad, or I feel bad that her dad died. And then on the flip side, you're like, God, you know, I love Denise. She's a friend of mine. Okay, so now what do I do? So now I need to post something. I need to comment. I need to post. But I got to put one of those icons on there. I got to put an icon. So what do I choose? I mean, so you think about the options. You got the thumbs up. Okay. I think you got the happy face. You got the tears face with the tears. You got the anger face, that one that's the red face. You got that one. And then you got, like, the heart, right? I might be missing them. I might be missing one, but, you know, there's not an icon for the death icon. You know, you don't sit, there's not one that says, man, I'm really sad that your dad died. Sympathy. God rest his soul. Icon, you know. Redeem him and send him, you know, to heaven. You, there's no icon for that. You just, you sit there and you're stuck in the honest stress of what icon to put. Because if you put the thumbs up, the okay, the like, does that mean that you like the fact that our dad died? Is that the fact that you saw the post and you're saying, hey, I saw the post. Just want to let you know. Sorry. Do you put the sad? And you put the sad face. And the sad face is right for sometimes, but is the sad face always right for every death? Because isn't sometimes people have gone through pain and suffering, and it might have been actually, you know, the humane thing to happen? Okay. So then you sit there and you go, well, God, if that's the case, I don't want to put the sad things. I don't want to add any more sadness to it. And then there's the heart. So does that mean love, I love you, or does that mean, like, I love this? So very questionable. And usually in these situations, I use the heart, but then I comment. So if it was Denise's dad, I would say, you know, love, much love and respect, Denise. And I would tag Denise in the comment. And I pray for your dad and I pray for your family so that she realizes this heart is about genuine love and care. And then I do that. And then I stop there and I post my comment and I step back. And that's when I kind of relive this post and the situation all over again, because I'm like, you know what? Life is short. Life is really, really short. I mean, when you think about it, it really is to some degree. And often we take it for granted, quite honestly. We kind of let the days flow into the weeks, and the weeks flow into the months, and the months flow into the year. I mean, think about it. Most of us don't even know what day it is. I mean, it's like when you got to write a check, it's like, oh God. Better get out the iPhone. Better get out the Samsung Galaxy. Got to find out what time it is. Got to find out what date it is. What's the date? I know the month, but what's the number day? Don't even know, because we're not even paying attention. And it's like you begin to think about how important it is to pay attention. And as you look at this stuff and you scroll down after you've made your comment, it's interesting how you kind of like you scroll down and you see a couple happy things, but then you see another one and you see another one. And it really puts it in perspective, because I think it's really odd, because, you know, back in the day, you know, I mean, I wasn't living back when I'm talking about this day, but, you know, when back in the day when there was a newspaper and that's it, and there was no cell phones. And if you wanted to make a call, you know, you had to pick up the landline and you had to call. Think about how people didn't know about information like they do today. I mean, like, you literally turn on Facebook and you find out more information about the people you know than you ever probably wanted to know, okay? You find out who's getting divorced. You find out who's cheating. You find out who's passed away, who's dying, who has cancer, you know, who's taking a cruise, who's getting married. You find out all that at one time, and it can be a bit of an information overload. And as you scroll down, when you see another death, like, you're like, oh, crap, what the heck? And it brings the whole thought back up, and you sit there and you go, my God, okay, I got to take my life into my own hands. And I think that when we begin to contemplate our life, we ask that question, what are we doing? Do I love my life? Am I happy with my life? What would I change? What can I change? What can I not change at this time, but what can I change? What can I focus on to be better, to be a better version of myself? Then you begin to focus on what you're not doing. You know, it's the next thing. Well, I'm not doing this. Haven't been dieting. Haven't been working out. You know, haven't been to the gym. For me, I haven't been in the gym in like several days. It's been like a week. Let's be real. It's been like a week. Think about that all the time. Think about health. You know, I'm trying to drink some more green juices and trying to take care of that. But at the same time, I'm thinking about my health going, you know what? I really need to care more. I need to start, you know, doing this. I need to start doing that. But my neck has been hurting. But I need to go to yoga. I need to do something. I need to stretch. Haven't been doing that. But when I see these posts, it all kind of comes full circle. When I see these posts, my first thought is, man, I need to take a vacation with my husband. I've been putting off vacation because we've been working so hard. But you know what? We need to spend some time together. And we need to spend some time together because we don't know how long we got. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, Google YouTube, and then put in the search of YouTube, put Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find my latest videos. I upload a new video every single week consistently, so there's new content every single week. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about Facebook and how these posts that we see on Facebook affect our life. And how when we do see a post that somebody's in the hospital or dying or has passed away, we feel certain ways, right? And we've talked about that because we go through the gamut of emotion, we go through the gamut of thoughts, we think about them, we think about, our heart goes out to their family member, their friend, we think about our life, we internalize it, we think about our family, our friends, and we begin to question about our life. Are we living the life we want to? Are we, like, metaphorically sucking the marrow of life, or are we just sucking it? And I don't mean that in a rude way. I mean, are we just kind of just, I don't know, just kind of living day after day, not really seeing the value in life? You know, I have lots of clients that come in and they tell me about how, you know, the days just kind of run together and how, you know, things stop looking cool and the food stop tasting good. And it's like we got to refocus and realize the value of our life, why we're here, to see the magnificence of it. To not wait until we see a Facebook post about our friend's husband that passed away at the age of 45 before we actually start thinking about our own mortality, our own life. And how for many of us, we've kind of, well, we haven't used it to the best of our ability. And there's a lot of reasons for that. A lot of us had to work no matter what because of financial reasons. It's not like we could just take a trip or a vacation all the time. It's not like you just not work and go travel Europe. But I think that we have a little more leniency than we know. And what I mean by that is it doesn't mean that you have to take a trip. You can just take a destination away from the same thoughts every day. You know, when you get home from work, instead of sitting down and having a drink, you could take a walk around the block and see what's changed. You know, instead of just watching TV at home on a Saturday night, you could go do something that you haven't done. the experiences of life, experiencing in the moment, being a part of a joy in a moment is amazing. It's what we live for. And when we cherish our life and we value our life, we value the chances to experience our life at a higher level. We value the chance we've been given to live another day. And it was interesting, my dad, when it was his birthday a few months ago, I was late by a few hours of wishing him a happy birthday. And I feel bad about that. It's, you know, crazy days, crazy, you know, lots of stuff going on. But I did wish him a happy birthday. And the next day, he was upset because I hadn't called him at the exact time. And that's fine. And I understand that. But he said that his birthday is his celebration of life. And I'm not going to agree or disagree. But my thing is that a celebration of life sounds like a funeral. And I don't think that we're supposed to celebrate our life one time a year. I think we're supposed to celebrate our life every single day of every single moment, every single second of every single minute of every single day. And I know the drama and the work and the crap can get in the way, but what I'm saying is that I think that when I see these posts, it tells me that you never know. So you might as well live today. And if you're having to work, it's not like to live, it means that you don't work. If you're working, it means you're working to the best of your ability. You're doing it. You're creating it. You're there early and you leave late, okay? If you're taking care of your kids, it's you're taking care of your kids to the best of your ability. You're doing the best job you can. You're being the best parent. You're there. You're in it. You're being mindful. You're part of it. You're doing all that. You're giving to your kids. You're helping them. You're hugging on them. You care about them. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You can't just leave your life. But you can do the best you can in your life. And you can do it to the best of your ability. And you know what you can do? You can love it while you do it. I mean, I've been on both sides of that equation where I'm like, God, another day of this? Really? I got to do this again? I've been on the other side of the equation where I go, you know what? If I just turn this frown to a smile, turn this frown upside down, and I actually focus on the fact of how valuable what I'm doing is and realize that this is a lot of work, but yet if I put a smile on my face and believe that I'm doing good, because you know what? It's all about the way we think about things. But it's not about running from our responsibilities or running from our life to live it. It's not about living in a small place in Peru for the rest of our life. Not that that's not cool. I have some friends that do live in Peru. But it's not about that. It's about finding that bastion of awesomeness where you are. Finding the glory. And it begins with understanding that we're on a planet that's rotating, that's hurling through space at the speeds that we can't even fathom. But somehow we don't fall down. It's about realizing that when you really kind of pull back the onion, you picked most of this stuff before you came in on this planet. And they've done some research on that with kids talking about that too. Little kids talking about how they picked their parents and stuff. I totally believe that. I believe I picked my life. I wish I would have picked more money and stuff, but God bless. But I feel, when we realize the value of the lifetime that we're in, and if we live it to the fullest and we enjoy every part of it that we were given and the opportunities that we have, we literally understand the value that is us. We understand the value that is this lifetime. And when you see those posts on Facebook, you begin to see the value in the stuff that you're doing in your own life. And I think when we begin to tell the people around us that we love them, that we remind our parents and our friends and family how much we care about them, that we actually spend time and turn the phone off when we're hanging out with the family and not just on the phone every second, we actually value the time we're with them. And I'm working on that too. I am working on that. I'm working to turn that phone off when I do get to spend time with my family, which is not as much as I'd like, but I'm going to change as much as I can on that. But I still have my responsibilities and my work like you do. But still, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the time that I have with them the best time I can. I'm going to tell those people around me how much I love them, and I'm going to show them how much I love them. I'm going to be aware of the things I want to do in my life. I'm going to be aware of the things that I want to do before I pass, and I'm going to write up a list of those things and work diligently to make those things a reality. Because I'm allowed to, because I deserve to have that in my reality. I'm going to make it my reality because thoughts are things. I'm going to believe in my ability to create it. And the next time when you do this, you see a post like that, you care about that person, your heart will go out to them. Love will pour out. But you know what else? Love will pour out towards yourself because you'll realize, man, I'm really taking care of myself. I've found the value in my life. I'm going to harness that. I'm going to do the best I can every day. I'm going to do the best I can on loving myself. And on caring and loving and respecting all those around me. And therefore, I'm going to really put this into practice and enjoy and value my life. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.